This is Shannon Traffigan, associate publisher of Buffalo Healthy Living magazine. Socializing has been proven to increase lifespan and make people less susceptible to common colds. Research shows that social people with live cold viruses in their body are less susceptible to developing colds, and if they do get sick, have fewer symptoms for shorter periods of time than those who don't interact with others on a regular basis. If you don't feel like leaving the house, or you're not a people person, no worries. Spending time with pets has also been proven to be an effective means of raising the immune response as well. Many of us count our furry companions as friends, and it turns out they do us a world of good. Animals such as dogs and horses get us outside exercising and interacting. Stroking an animal stirs feelings of well-being, lowers blood pressure, and according to recent research, boosts the immune system. Whether with a furry friend or enjoying the many outdoor activities Western New York has to offer this time of year, socialize for your health. Buffalo Healthy Living magazine is Western New York's premier free health, fitness, and nutrition magazine for people of all ages. With over 220,000 print readers and thousands more who read online, we write about the topics that matter most to our readers. Look for us at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations across all 8 counties of Western New York. You can visit us online at buffalohealthyliving.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living magazine.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And the people that make it happen is Dale, Lauren, and Mr. Louis DeBassi. Good morning, team.
Good morning, Dale.
How was everyone this morning?
Fabulous.
I'm good. We got NFL playoffs today. I'm excited.
Louis right. Pumped. He's got his Philadelphia Eagles fidget spinner, his
underdog
shirt on. He's
yes,
ready for
how do you live
40, right?
But how do you live in Buffalo and you are an Eagles fan? I mean, how does that work?
Louis younger than us. So I think he had a,
I think
put up
my
a lot of bad bills.
There's a lot of people in my generation that aren't Bills fans. I mean, I don't know. Ask 5-year-old me why I wasn't really a Bills fan.
I was going to say, he was spoiled as a kid, and he decided not to be a Bills fan.
And I'm happier because of it.
Oh, wow. Oh,
well,
he has jokes this morning.
I love where the Bills are going now. I'm just saying, I mean, when you're a kid trying to get into sports and the Bills have little to no star power to offer, they hadn't made the playoffs in a decade, it's like,
yeah,
I don't blame
a
lot of
kids.
Like, it's not that I still appreciate the Bills and I love the city of Buffalo. It's where I'm from. But I don't blame a lot of kids that grew up not really getting all excited, being dragged into sports by the Bills. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I was probably 5, 6, 7, 8 years old.
I mean, if I
during
grew up
Super
like,
Bowls.
Yeah,
so I remember having like little Super Bowl parties.
If I was born
my
10
house.
Years earlier, I mean, they made 4 straight Super Bowls, but I came in at the wrong time.
Okay. Well, here's a question for the team. Okay. We know who Louis supports. Lauren, who's your favorite team?
The Bills.
The Bills? Okay.
Hands down.
Hands
yeah.
down. Not the Jets, not the
oh,
Giants.
God, no.
I mean, you lived in New York City for, you know, God, what, 5 years?
I lived in the
Bronx
for 4 years for college. Yeah, but no. Mm-mm. I went to one Giants game when I was in New York.
Okay.
It was Giants, Kansas City Chiefs game. It was
all
fun.
Right.
But I wore a Bills jersey to the Giants stadium.
Okay, all right. You know, I'm going to stay there for a moment.
How, okay.
Because of the fact that you were recently back at your alma mater, I think. And let's talk about that because you went back to Fordham, right? Or no?
No.
You didn't?
No, I haven't been back to Fordham in a couple years. I went a few years ago for my reunion, and that was the last time I was there. I need to go back. I just read an article in Buffalo Magazine about road tripping to the Bronx. And they highlighted some of the great things going on in the Bronx. You know, it's a really unique place that I was fortunate to spend 4 years in because people think of the Bronx, then they don't think of much outside of Manhattan. So there's the Bronx
okay.
Zoo. There's the Botanical Gardens. There's great restaurants. There's the Little Italy of the Bronx, which has phenomenal markets and restaurants. And it's a great spot.
Did anyone hear that noise in the background?
I was wondering what that
Dale,
was.
Who would call Dale when they know he's live on the air?
And
who would make that bonehead decision and then do it again? Right?
Three times in a row.
So. hopefully it's not an emergency.
So we're gonna ignore that for the moment.
But today we have a great show. Grow, build, and dominate. And
I like
so
that dominate word.
I love that. And so we have Mike D, who's in studio with us today. And so, Laura, I'm gonna ask you to introduce our guest.
Okay. So, Mike, welcome to Washington New York at Work.
Thank you guys for having me. This is an honor.
Oh, awesome. Appreciate so you are in big in the social media world and have a social media company. Do you mind telling us who you are and what you do?
Sure. Mike DiCiocio, my company, again, thank you guys for the great intro, is Social Chameleon. Digital media and marketing, we do more than social media, but that kind of was something that, I don't know if it was the name, and because it had social in the title,
mm-hmm.
people kind of gravitated towards that.
Okay.
And, you know, it's something that I always had as part of the game plan for my business, but it started to be kind of the leading line of business. Obviously, the market and the industry is calling for it. We're in one of the most exciting times, I feel like, in history because of what social media is mm-hmm. allowing business people to do. I feel like it's similar to the Industrial Revolution, you know, how big that made an impact on business in the next 20, 50, 100 years, I think social media is doing the same thing.
It's really changing the face of business. And because of the fact that we are live, we're streaming live, mm-hmm. we're Facebook live today, and I mean, it just makes sense in terms of this new ecosystem of entrepreneurism.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're going to talk about today. One of the things in terms of helping new entrepreneurs, solo entrepreneurs, established businesses, how they can take hold of this new evolution of social media, really embrace it. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's important that we all realize, first of all, as a business owner, Lauren, and I can say this for yourself, not to speak for you, but I know that you leverage social media in your business. It's a very critical part of your business. So that's why I think today's conversation is so paramount to what we talk about here at Western New York at Work.
Oh, I agree. I think, you know, there's so much you can do on your own to grow your business now with social media, with the internet, and just marketing in general.
There's really no excuse, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have a great product or service and you want to get it out to the world, you can do that now, and there's tools in place. Many of them are free to get started. And then once you really learn what you're doing, you can start to spend. You can be very strategic about how you attack your target market. Where before, the billboard method was, we're going to get the message out to as many people as possible and hope something sticks, and then eventually that funnels in. Now it's like, hey, this is who's buying our product. We do a little bit of A/B testing. We do a little bit of soft marketing in the beginning to see how it goes, so we're not spending $1 billion up front. And it starts to do well, and we start to lean in that direction. You start to listen and get feedback through Google reviews and mm-hmm. Facebook reviews. And as much as I still feel, and I'm a little bit old school, so you have mm-hmm. to realize that I do appreciate the handshakes and the in-person meetings and game planning and doing everything. I say old school, meaning knocking on doors and having those one-to-one meetings mm-hmm. where now you can sell 100 products at one time when you're sleeping because you have your website that could be an e-commerce site. So,
but that only goes so far. Like you said, I think the personal touch.
That's what I mean.
Takes that extra distance.
WWKB Buffalo.
Okay. Well, you know what, guys? I want to ask a question. You know what?
Sure.
Is there any way to edit out my phone ringing before we go into our sports update? Or
I don't know.
He said you don't know. I didn't think it was possible.
Are we still on? Are we still live?
We are still live.
Yeah.
No,
oh, okay.
That was a joke. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I'll keep my day job.
Okay. All right.
Because no
all
one
right.
got the joke.
So before we go any further, though, let's go to our sports update with Louie, and we'll bring it right back with Mike DiCiocio in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
It's the first Sunday of the 2019 NFL playoffs. The LA Chargers are in Baltimore taking on the Ravens at 105. Lamar Jackson will start at quarterback for Baltimore, becoming the youngest quarterback to start in a playoff game. Following Chargers-Ravens, we have our final NFC matchup of the wild card round. Nick Foles and the Eagles take on the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. Kickoff is set for 4:40. Speaking of Nick Foles, NFL Network's Ian Rappaport reports the Eagles will pursue trading the veteran quarterback in the offseason. In Saturday evening's slate of wild card games, the Colts take down the Texans 21-7 in Houston. The Colts will head to Arrowhead, taking on the Chiefs next week. In the second game of the night, the Dallas Cowboys got their first playoff win since 2015, defeating the Seattle Seahawks 24-22. Seattle pulled within two within a little over a minute to play, but was unable to convert an onside kick to get the ball back. Dallas will play the Saints in New Orleans with a Bears win over Philadelphia today. They play in L.A. against the Rams if the Eagles defeat Chicago. Dolphins linebacker Kiko Alonso fined $10,000 for his late hit on Bills quarterback Josh Allen in the season finale at New Era Field. Bills tackle Jordan Mills was fined $13,000 for an unsportsmanlike conduct injury following the Kiko Alonso hit to Allen. To hockey, the Sabres fall in Boston last night 2-1 against the Bruins. Rasmus Ristolainen scores the lone goal in net for the Sabres. Linus Ullmark started in goal, stopping 33 of 35 shots. Up next for Buffalo, the New Jersey Devils come to town Tuesday. Puck drop is set for 7 o'clock. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. I'm Louis DiBiase for ESPN 1520.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work on ESPN 1520 AM. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with Dale Martin, and we have Mike DeChocho in studio with us from Social Chameleon.
Yes, thank you guys again. So as I was saying before the break is we were talking about build your brand, grow your business, dominate in your industry. And we were talking about social media and using it as a tool to grow your business and how there's really no excuse. If you have something that you want to get out to the world, you can do it. There is nothing holding you back right now. You have all these platforms at your fingertips, many of them free, right? What I want to say is why I feel like entrepreneurship right now is really growing. It seems to be growing at a rapid speed, which is exciting because I feel like entrepreneurs are problem solvers. And something I'd like to speak about, some of what I learned in my first year in business can't, I feel like, be taught in the classroom because it's what you how you figure out how to problem solve on the go all the time.
I like that.
Everything.
Problem solve,
I mean,
on the go.
It's actually helped me in life. Like someone will say something, you know, might be shopping or family or holidays and figuring out a plan or setting something up for the, you know, for a meeting. And you figure it out, right? When you're an entrepreneur, you have to get the result.
To do that. First of all, the challenge has come to you. Mm-hmm. And you wake up every day and there's a new challenge because a client –
oh, yeah.
You know, they have different dynamics in their business, different needs, and you have different needs, and you have to adjust on the fly. And that's what I'm thinking.
Absolutely. Adjust on the fly and be able to pivot and realize when you need to keep trucking forward or sidestep. And again, it's get the result. So figure out how I'm going to get what I need to get. And as long as it's in the well-being of everyone involved, that's an exciting thing to be able to get there sooner.
Yeah.
And not get thrown off your game.
Yeah. In my world, and it may sound cliche-ish, but it's called the three R's. Rethink, re-engineer, redeploy.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens every single day.
Yeah. And you get knocked down. How quickly do you get back up?
Yes.
It's not get rattled, talk about it, call your friend, complain. There's no time for that. You got to keep going forward.
So, you know, for our listeners, you know, let's really get, you know, really deep into, you know, what is Social Chameleon?
Okay. So Social Chameleon to me is an opportunity to help out. We talked about entrepreneurship, but business owners, small and also medium or large businesses can play with us as well. We play nice with everybody. But the idea is we talked about the opportunity.
Okay.
Where really a business owner, they are their own brand, and social media allows you to do that. Digital media and marketing allows you to get your message out. So someone who has a dream, that's really step one, right? And then you start to believe in yourself, and you start to take actions, and I feel like you got to pour everything into yourself, podcast, books, take marketing classes, courses online, whatever it might be, and figure out how you're going to actually give yourself the best chance at success. So what Social Chameleon is designed to do is allow those businesses to work with us and achieve those dreams that they have set out, right? So, you know, I say be the change you want to see in the world, and this is something that I'm doing for myself, right? It's something I've had eating inside me since I feel I was a kid.
Yeah.
I'll kind of talk a little bit about my background and how it led me to where I am now, but Social Chameleon is a platform to allow someone who wants to get to their highest potential, and I feel like everyone is born into this world to have a high potential, and that, you know, it's unfortunate that a lot of people get off that course.
Fly like the eagle.
I think the culture we live in kind of breaks us down over time. You see a kid in third grade, right? You ask a whole group of third graders, hey, who in this classroom can be the president of the United States someday? Who would love to do that?
Everyone does. 30 hands go up.
Ask a ninth grade classroom. The class clown is the only one who raises his hand because he thinks he's going to get a rise out of the group. And something happens to us as a culture to kind of take our dream a little bit away from us and say, hey, you know what? Only a few can get that. Mm-hmm. But the few that do have it never wavered. And I'm not going to say they every day woke up and said, I know for sure I'm going to get it. But they did whatever they can, whatever it takes, right?
Yeah.
To make it happen. And it takes an infrastructure. And I want Social Chameleon to continue to be not only the tech side of that, but my partnership with the Avanti Entrepreneur Network is bringing in more of the mindset.
Okay, so let's break this down into parts before we take our first break, because you work with small, medium-sized, and large businesses to bring social media management to the forefront of their business.
Mm. And marketing in general.
And marketing, yeah. So let's go right into, share with us and the audience, what exactly can that do for a business?
Perfect. So something we do, the first step, as long as the business owner is on the same page with me, is we do what's called a brand guide, B-R-A-N-D guide. And what that does is it gets back to step one for a business. Before we start to spend a lot of money or time and energy on a marketing program for someone, we need to make sure they love their logo, they love what their business stands behind, they love what the product and service is, and how it interacts and how their clients interact with it, their prospects. Once we have that, now we can take it and build from there. What I see too many times is someone might be a second generation business owner or someone who is kind of just in the grind, and they start to lose what their business means.
Yeah.
And then they start spending money and all this stuff, and they're not happy with the results, but they don't really feel they connect with the brand. So this brand guide, it's like a 5 to 7 page, sometimes 10 pages PDF document. It goes through everything, your logo, how you interact with your prospects. And there's something called the golden rule, which you guys probably know. I'm going to butcher it.
80-20?
Well, the golden rule is more treat people the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
Or do unto others as you want done unto you, or however it is. I'm not Shakespeare over here, but.
you nailed it, though. Spot on.
Did I get it?
Yeah.
Sounds golden to me.
I'm going
to
end with this. The platinum rule is really four categories, right? So if you think about this, if I treat everyone the way I want to shop, right? I need details. I'm a little bit more analytical. So I'm someone who asks a lot of questions if I'm spending some money. Some people go into a dealership. They might want to buy a car. They want this one black, want it tomorrow. This is what it needs to have, and they're going to buy. If that person walks onto the lot and the salesperson is just spewing information that they don't care to have, that person, we call them a director, they're going to go somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
They're done.
First of all, you're not listening. You're just talking.
You're not listening. So there's four characteristics. There's director, relator, socializer, and thinker. The directors who I just talked about, they come in, they want 1, 2, 3. If you start to overdo it, you're going to lose them.
Mm-hmm.
The thinker has a lot of questions. So if you're not being analytical and asking good follow-up questions and peeling back layers, you're going to lose them because they're realizing that you just want to sell and not help them. The socializer is a little bit probably like Dale and I, where we like to know that we're connecting and having a good time. And when you feel good, we buy.
Yeah.
And the relator needs their needs to be understood. If you can relate to them and show them how it makes sense for them. Really, and I think everyone has some of those characteristics. I don't want to sound like everyone is a robot. But once you really understand how your brand interacts with your prospects and you can hammer out those four and you know how to present marketing to them, and also if it's an in-store experience, you can take care of their needs, and that's when you really start to hit home.
You have to understand your buyer. You have to understand what it's all about, the client needs, what their needs and wants are. But on that note, we're going to get ready to take a very small, short break. You're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale, Lauren, and Louie. Buffalo, don't go anywhere. We have more great conversation on the other side of this break.
Are you interested in both growing and protecting your business? Accessium Group is the solution for you. Your most trusted IT service provider in Western New York, partnering with business and organizations of all sizes. They assist their clients by offering strategic consulting, IT planning, hosting, custom design servers, and network infrastructure solutions. At Accessium Group, they go the extra mile to handle even your most basic IT and business needs, such as setting up your internal Wi-Fi system, and they provide 24/7 help desk support and managed services. Stop worrying about the complexities of your IT problems and focus on the solution by contacting your most trusted IT service provider in Western New York. That's Accessium Group. Call 568-7990 to schedule an appointment or visit them at accessiumgroup.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Can you remember where you were or who you were with when you had the best workout of your life? Hi, I'm Amy Buemi, and when I think back, I'm always at Catalyst Fitness with a trainer pushing me. I love the feeling of working out with women and men at different fitness levels, motivating me to be the best version of myself. And when someone hits their goal, that's the energy I take to keep Catalyst Fitness growing. The best way to get results is to be in a group setting, walk into any Catalyst location, and have a goal in mind or needing some direction. We will have the perfect trainer for you. Catalyst has the best variety of equipment and dynamic training areas to make your results happen. The best certified trainers, team training classes, Les Mills classes, cycling, indoor turf area, weight loss programs, hydro massage recovery, and so much more. $9.99 makes you a member. Catalyst has everything you need to be fit at a price that's a perfect fit for your budget. $9.99, all six locations. Visit CatalystFitnessBuffalo.com. Activate your life.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work with Dale, Lauren, and Louie, live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. Today's conversation is about social media, and we have the one and only Mr. Mike D live in studio with us today, the president and founder of Social Chameleon. Mike, we can't thank you enough for being a part of today's show.
Thank you guys for having me. I've been having a great time, and exciting to be in this building. A lot of history here. You were sharing on the way in, and so it's an honor to be here.
Awesome. We're pumped to have you. And I love so far what we talked about too with, you know, with marketing and entrepreneurs and building a brand, because I think that goes,
it's so important,
so far.
Yes.
For companies.
Yeah. Every business needs it.
Mm-hmm.
You could take it even a step further as, you know, business owner or even a salesperson, right? You're the brand. So if you work underneath a company, because I realize not everybody wants to have their own business.
Right.
They might be very happy with the company they represent, mm-hmm. and they're on purpose working within that organization. But they're still, guess what? They have their own brand. Why do people buy from Lauren and maybe not Dale, or the other way around? Is they connected with you.
Mm-hmm.
There's something, again, those four different platinum rules that we talked about. And once you connect and people like what you're doing, that's essentially your brand. Why do people purchase one product over the other and they do almost the same exact thing? It's the brand.
Exactly. You know, and I want to make sure that we share with our listeners out there, for any entrepreneur, solopreneur, individual who just wants information about social media, we want you to give us a call. We want you to be a part of the conversation. The telephone number here is 803-1520. Again, give us a call, 803-1520. We do take calls. You know, we only have a few minutes left in the show, but we want to be a part of whatever your interest is. So let's make sure that we share that. So we're live on Facebook, so send us your comments or questions, or give us a call here live in studio. So continue on, Mike.
Yeah, so something that happened accidentally, which is really exciting about it too, is I do a lot of networking. We talked about kind of old school. I enjoy shaking hands, meeting people, and connecting.
I'm a big face-to-face interaction person, too. There's
face-to-face.
So much more.
They can get to know me before I don't have to send them a cold email, or who's tired of getting all the cold LinkedIn messages that they just start throwing their product at you before they relate to you at all. So to me, it's like, hey, if I can shake some hands, meet people, that's where I've gotten many clients from and business partners that are on my team. And it's where I feel the most comfortable, being out, hanging out, meeting people, and having fun. And, of course, it's business relations. Well, I ended up going to a networking event And I didn't even think I was going to do it, but I kind of talked myself into it at the last minute. It was at 716. That's probably part of what talked me into it, was the nice environment.
Nice, good venue.
Went by myself. Sometimes it's always good to bring someone so you don't start the first 15 minutes cold. Went by myself. I'm not afraid to talk to anybody. Yeah. I do that whether I'm going to get my hair cut or buy groceries. I just enjoy the world. Make someone smile, right? So I'm there, and I ended up meeting someone, talking to someone that I didn't have necessarily a business connection with. And he worked for a company that does recruiting for larger companies, mm-hmm. And placement for people that are looking for a job. So I told him, you know what, we can get a coffee. Maybe I can send you some business. You can send me some. In the conversation, he talks about his entire business. His name's John, great guy. And there wasn't necessarily a connection for either of us at this point. He's like, hey, I can staff your business. You're still a smaller company. When you're growing larger, remember my card. Perfect. Then at the very end, through our conversation, he learned that I'm very interested in entrepreneurship. And he goes, hey, there's this guy out in Rochester. His name's Dave Mamano. He's the founder and CEO of the Avanti Entrepreneur Network. None of this meant anything to me.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask, what is the Avanti Entrepreneur
Network? Yes, that's really
I know, for time. So I ended up calling Dave. We ended up getting together, got lunch, became great friends. And I went from being a member to being the Buffalo Regional Director.
So congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's all about opportunity, right?
Yep.
Going to that meeting and getting out.
You never know who you're going to meet when.
I called Dale. I think I was prospecting you for Avanti.
No, actually, it went the other way. I reached out to you.
You called me. Okay, cool. So here's what Avanti is. The Entrepreneur Network helps people grow and scale their business by getting around a table like this of other business owners, entrepreneurs, and people that are like-minded.
Mm-hmm. Like-minded.
We're a little bit crazy. Okay, we're a little bit crazy. You got to jump out of the plane and figure out how to build the parachute when you start a business.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not for everyone, and I'm not trying to say, you know, put it on a pedestal, but it is what it is. So when you get around, we call it a mastermind group, an advisory board. You can work through challenges. I might have a tough decision, whether it's an employee or a product or service or something mm-hmm. that's beating me up, and I can talk to Lauren and say, hey, you've been doing this for X amount of years. What do you think I should do here? And then Dale has a different outlook on it. And then all of a sudden, I got 7 to 10 people in my peer group that can help me out. I walk away. We're fist bumping. We're hugging. I'm serious. I've never felt that way.
How many people are in the Avanti group in Buffalo?
Right now, I have 7. We like to have 12, and then once I get to 12, I'm going to start a second group.
One.
Yes.
I would also like to have an all-women's group in Buffalo soon.
Before, you know, I think that's great, but one of the things that I'm hearing from the conversation or your comments is that you talk about the challenges, but that being said, there are also opportunities, mm-hmm. and we can't dismiss the fact that when you put yourself in a room of like-minded entrepreneurs or individuals, thinkers, leaders, opportunities come to the table. They surface unlike you can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. So I'm just assuming that it's about growing. It's about, you know, not just being in business, but having a healthy business, mm-hmm. but growing your business.
Yeah, it's some of the most exciting, elements of being a business owner so far for me is seeing the other people around me growing. Mm-hmm. Because you see what they're talking about, and then all of a sudden they have an idea, whether it's a logo design and they're a brand new business owner or, you know, they've been grown for years to come, how we all can help each other out.
Well, let's talk about that.
I was going to say, I think, you know, it's so important to always grow personally, professionally, step out of your comfort zone sometimes. Like, that helps you learn more. And we talked earlier about networking and, you know, something might not be an opportunity now for you, but you just never know what that relation might bring to you down the road.
Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned earlier, never close the door.
I love your tagline, build, grow, dominate. You know what?
I love dominate.
Yeah, I love that. You know, we are at, you know, this is a time where we talk about parting thoughts. This is the fastest show in radio history. So, Mike, you know what? In 10 seconds, tell us something that's happening, an event, anything that you want people to, you know, be a part of, call to action.
All right, if you're a business owner and you're checking this out right now and you're listening to us or you're on Facebook Live, I do have an event on January 15th. It's Tuesday night at the Orchard Park Chamber of Commerce. Shout out to my friends over at the Chamber of Commerce.
They're a great group out there.
It is a complimentary event, which is a fancy way of saying it's free, right? But there's more value, so it's a complimentary event. Hopefully, Dale, you can join me, but I know the members of Avanti will be there, so you can shake and meet us as well, shake our hands and meet us. Dave Mamano, founder and CEO, will be there. And we have an awesome speaker. Our keynote speaker is Del Reed from 26shirts.com.
Yes. Outstanding gentleman.
In the last 3 to 6 years, he's been doing this full-time 3 years, they've raised over $500,000 to help families and people in need.
Do their shirts, yeah.
Check them out, 26shirts.com. Shout out to Dell.
Okay.
And, Mike, if anyone's looking to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you, whether it's for Social Chameleon or the Avant Group?
Yeah, so I spend most of my time on Instagram these days, and so my personal entrepreneur page is at Mike DiCiocio, which is DiCiocio. Or if you look up Social Chameleon, I'm at Social Chameleon Inc.
Awesome.
On Instagram. And also I'm on Facebook, same thing. If you look up Social Chameleon, you'll find us there. My website is Social Chameleon, which is CHAMELEON.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Buffalo, you've been listening to another live version of Western New York at Work with Dale, Lauren, and Louie. You know what? Have a beautiful day. Enjoy your playoff football games today, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Go Eagles.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.